message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Breaking forth into rapid manifestation. God's intention, God's plan for us is to manifest to our world. That's his intention. That is what he has destined and designed for us. He has planned that we manifest to our world. In Romans chapter 8 verse 19, the Bible says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." So everybody's waiting for you to come out and manifest. Can I shock you? Your parents are waiting. Can I amaze you? Your wife is waiting. Can I surprise you? Your friends are waiting to see what will happen this time around. The entire world is waiting to see what God wants to do with your life. And they will see great things. I said they will see great things. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are not destined to be lost in the crowd. As a Christian, God singled us out. You and I are not destined to be lost in the crowd, where nobody knows you or nobody sees you. No. You are not destined to be lost in the crowd. Luke chapter 11 from verse 1. Teach us how to pray. We want to know how we should pray. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus went ahead to teach them. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray." So prayer must be taught. It must be taught. Can you imagine somebody flying an aircraft just because he saw a plane? Because he knows how to put battery in the toy plane of his son. He now says, I can fly a Boeing 737. Can you imagine somebody repairing cars without going through training? Ruin the car. Anything you must do well, you must be trained to do it. That's why many pray and they don't get a result. Jesus taught them pray. What is the procedure for acceptable prayer? Number one, the procedure is gain access by having a father in heaven. The procedure for acceptable prayer is you must have a father in heaven. Luke 11 verse 2. If you really desire for your prayers to be answered, then you must have a father in heaven. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven." Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. So our God is a father, and until you know him as a father, you can't move further. Until you know him as a father, you can't pray. Until he knows you as a son, as a daughter, there's no way you can pray effectively. Number two, procedure of acceptable prayer is hallow his name. Hallow his name. Also in that same verse 2, the Bible says, "Hallow be thy name." Hallow means you lift up his name. In John 4, verse 23, the Bible says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh those to worship him." While others are seeking God, those who know how to hallow God's name, God is seeking for them. God is seeking for those who know how to lift him up. Say, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." If they can lift me up. The reason why many don't get anything from God is because they are not ready to lift him up. They came with complaint. They came to tell him that he has not done what he's supposed to do. In Psalms 100 verse 4, the Bible says we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. If you want to pray effectively, number one, you have a father. Number two, you hallow his name. That's why when you come to church and we say, "Lift your hands and worship God," and you are looking, you are looking like Lucre or like Lucose. You are not ready for God to answer your prayer. Because that is the covenant procedure. when the pastor is saying, let us thank God or worship, people think the service has not started until the message and after the message and we are praying. No. They start, from the point of lift your hands, the service has started. You can't even get serviced until you first serve in worship, in praise. Hallow his name. Hallow his name. Hallow. When it's not as if our hands are blocked, when he say lift up your hands and then you do like this. You lift it up in appreciation. I pray for somebody here this morning, grace to lift God up until he lifts you up. Receive that grace this morning in Jesus' name. Number three, procedure for acceptable prayer is thy kingdom come. Your prayers will start with kingdom prayers. Your prayers, also still in that same place, Luke 11 verse 2. Thy kingdom come. Luke 11 verse 2. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. That thy kingdom come is talking about kingdom advancement prayers. When you are praying, your prayer will, that's why Matthew 6 verse 3 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Many don't know how to get God's attention. When you want to pray, there is a procedure. You have a Father in heaven. After having a Father in heaven, you hallow his name. Then you start with kingdom-oriented prayers. Let your work be established. Father, let souls be saved. Father, change the lives of your people. Father, move your church forward. When you go to God and say, God, I thank you. Now, either you give me a lot or I never report in the church again. Just say, forget it. Say, but don't bother yourself. Thy kingdom come. Every of your prayers must start with kingdom advancement, kingdom promotion prayers. Father, our cells must grow. Father, every sick person in the church today, Father, bless them, lift them up, change their life. Oh God, any prayer you pray that shows advancement, kingdom advancement, is those are the prayers that God will answer. Anybody that does not start with kingdom advancement prayer does not want God to answer him at all. This kind of prayer gets God's attention. May you get God's attention today. May you get God's attention today. Many pray a lot and don't get answers because they don't follow this protocol. Many spend many hours, many days, climb mountain to go and pray. Someone will go for 3 days on the mountain and all their prayers for that 3 days is for themselves and their children. And the same way they climb the mountain, 670 staircase, they return back like that. Because they went without any kingdom-minded prayer intention. I pray for somebody here this morning that God will answer all your prayers. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Number three is thy kingdom come. Number four is thy will be done. Also, if you want to pray acceptably, you must pray according to God's will. According to God's will. You must know his will before you can get your prayers answered. In 1 John 5 verse 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. The Bible speaking to us there. Says, and this is the covenant that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So your prayer must be according to his will. What is the will of God? Arise and shine. So the will of God is that you should shine. That's his will. Then you can pray according to that will. I must shine. That's his will. What is the will of God? None shall be barren. That's the will of God. You can pray according to his will. What is the will of God? He took our sicknesses and bore our infirmities. We are not meant to be sick. What is the will of God? You are meant to prosper. So you must pray according. Don't pray just praying from your head. Go and find out the will of God on that situation. On the basis of the will of God, you present your case before God. Hello. And that's why you must be conversant with the Bible. You can't just be praying. Blah, 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 blah. No. You pray with scripture. You pray with the Bible. You pray with the words you have gotten from the scripture. Those that don't pray from the scripture always rupture in the place of prayer. They end up with nothing in the place of prayer. But that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. So settle down and study. Settle down and study and know his will and know his plan. Number five, procedure for prayer is then make your request. Make your request. make your request. That's in Luke chapter 11, verse 3 to 5. After you have done all those four things, then you make your request. You go before God and make your request. You make your request known. You forgive all those who have offended you, and then you make, you say, give us our daily bread. After you have done all that, you begin to ask for your request. Father, I need this. Father, I need that. This is my request. This is my desire. According to your word. According to your will. Somebody's prayer this morning will never be unanswered in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, kinds of prayer that brings rapid manifestation. What are the kinds of prayer that can bring rapid manifestation? Number one is passionate, or what you can call fervent prayer. Passionate or fervent prayer. Passionate or fervent prayer. This was the kind of prayer that Jabez prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Fervent prayer. 2 Chronicles. This was the kind of prayer he prayed. This was a prayer that brought about a change of story. This was the kind of prayer that brought about a testimony in his life. I pray for somebody here this morning that a testimony will come forth for you and your family. I say a testimony will come for you and your family. I would like to hear your louder amen. 1 Chronicles, beg your pardon. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I'll be reading verse 10. 1 Chronicles, not 2nd. Okay, thank you. Now, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. This was a fervent prayer. In James 5 verse 16, James 5 verse 16, the Bible said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer, the effectual, James 5 16, you are there, it's correct. The second part. You are very correct. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Only those who pray fervently. That's why I always feel very, very somehow. When I see you after many years of training, you are still praying, and it's almost like you are sleeping while you are standing. Just few hours of service, you put in your best. You pray with fervency. You pray with determination. If you are in the church where there's so much crowd and you cannot pray, how much more when you are in your room alone, when there's no motivation, nobody is there to spoil you, to motivate you, pray now. It means that you just, after 3 minutes, you are already sleeping. Passionate prayer, fervent prayer is important for a child of God. I pray that this morning, your prayer will become fervent in the name of Jesus. And it will yield result in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter who you are. You must learn how to pray with fervency. It doesn't matter who you are. Your status is irrelevant. If you don't know how to pray, you are at risk. 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 You don't know how to pray with fervency. Number two kind of prayer that brings rapid manifestation is desperate prayer. This is a prayer that you pray out of desperation. You are desperate for a change. Many of us are not desperate. You are not desperate. Even before they say in Jesus' name we are praying, you have already said it yourself. You are already quiet. Desperate prayer is prayer that is violent. Violent. A prayer whereby you are ready to confront any devil, anybody. You need it and you need it. In Isaiah 38 from verse 1 to 5, speaking about the king Hezekiah, the Bible says the prophet spoke unto him that he was going to die. God sent the prophet to him, oh boy, tidy up your house. You are about to die. You are about to go. And the Bible says he turned his face towards the wall. He faced the wall. That is, he did not want any distraction. That's a desperate prayer. He did not want to look at any of his servants or anybody. He faced the wall. And he prayed unto God. That's a desperate prayer. God cannot resist desperate people. God cannot resist desperate people. When God sees that you are very desperate, he must rise to help you. Many are too casual for God. Many are too casual in the place of prayer. No fire. Until there is a desperation in your prayer, God is not ready. That was what happened to that lady called Anna. She was desperate until the servant of God noticed her and spoke the word of God into her life. Say, go, don't bother to cry. And the Bible says she stopped. She was groaning in the place of prayer. She was groaning. She was dead. This Shiloh must be my Shiloh. It's like somebody in this service saying, I must not go back empty-handed. Like somebody came here and said, I've been hearing of rapid manifestation this morning, Father. I must not go. That's a desperation. Somebody has said, let's just finish up on time. There's a movie I need to watch. It's a new day for somebody here today. Number three kind of prayer that brings rapid manifestation is consistent prayer. Consistent prayer. There's a lady called Anna who was a widow. Bible says in Luke chapter 2 verse 36 to 37 that she was a widow of over 80 years. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84, that's 84 years. She was brutalized early in life. The devil killed her husband. After she married for only 7 years, she became a widow. And the Bible says after that, she became very brutal in the place of prayer. She became a force to reckon with in heaven. And she was a widow of about 84 years. We departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. She was a person that fasted from... She was a consistent person in the place of prayer. And you know what? Heaven noted it. I've noted it in the Bible. Many people's prayer life are inconsistent. Pray on Monday and then wait till Wednesday and again on Sunday. There is no consistency. There is no continuity. There is no persistence on the same matter before God. From that 7th year when she was brutalized, I can never brutalize again. I stay permanently in the place of prayer. There's something the devil say, resist the devil and we what? He will flee. That's the secret. Once you can resist him consistently, and that's why the devil wants to weary you out in the place of prayer. He does not want you to be consistent. There is nothing being proud about your former prayer life. That's like a shame. See, when we used to pray then, we used to do prayer chain. That's like rubbish. What is your prayer life like now? That's what matters. Don't tell us stories. When I was in school, when we were in school, we used to go to so-so place. What are you doing now? For us as a church here, we have what we call the prayer banquet where we pray every day in this commission. Every blessed day. This is a commission that is addicted to prayer. That's why forces of darkness and foul spirit cannot overcome us. While you were sleeping at home on Friday night, pastors were still here for our own vigil. It's different from the vigil on Friday. Pastor's vigil. Bastardizing every devil that wants to touch you. Forcing them to submit by force, by fire. Flushing all forces against you in the spirit realm. Until there's a consistency in prayer. There's no way. I pray for somebody here this morning, your life will never be the same again. There's a new grace coming for you this morning. There will be new fire on your prayer altar. I can hear your amen. There will be new fire on your personal prayer altar. There will be new fire on your personal prayer altar. There will be new fire on your personal prayer altar. In the name of Jesus. Bible speaking about David in Psalms 55 verse 17. Bible says, evening, morning and noon he prayed, a king. Evening, morning and noon he was in prayer. Evening, morning and noon he was in prayer. What about Daniel? Daniel was an addicted prayer man. Daniel was like a prayer machine. He was very big in government, but that did not stop him. Many of us, immediately God begins to bless us more, the first thing that drops is your prayer life. That's why that thing also begins to drop. Instead of you to pray more, when things get better, you now pray less. Instead of you to spend more time, now you, before you were an employee, now you are an employer, you have more time. You can decide even in a day to lock yourself. Nobody will say no. You don't do it. The more God blesses you, the more you should spend time with him in the place of prayer. That's the secret. But it's the other way around for most of us. But today, you are taking the right steps. I said today you are taking the right steps. Today you are taking the right steps. Number four, kind of prayer that brings rapid manifestation is prayer of faith in Mark 11 verse 23 to 24. Mark 11, 23 to 24, the Bible speaking to us about the importance of faith there. The Bible says, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that is whosoever shall be praying, and say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but I shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray. Someone say, when ye pray. That's the secret. Believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Your faith must be attached to your prayer life. If you are praying and it is without faith, it is fake. There is no activeness in it. Everyone that wants to break forth rapidly must pray in faith. You must believe God. You believe in him. You believe in what he has said. You believe in what his servant has said. Because I know there's somebody here, by this time tomorrow, what you are expecting would have reached your hand. I say, by this time tomorrow, what you are expecting would have reached your hand. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. You know, faith is so important. One of our people here, he came to see me in church in the course of this week. And he was telling me, he said, a member of the church here saw me some weeks ago when I came to church in the morning, very early in the morning on Saturday to pray in the church, and I anointed the environment. He said the person, that was around 7 o'clock in the morning, went to the oil that dropped and touched it and used it to rub her hand and say, Father, I believe in servant of God. I believe in what he carries. Show yourself. The person said, as she got home, he said, money was already waiting. Those that owed her money started phoning her. Hello? Yes, where are you? Yes, send your. I must give you your money now, 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 now. Somebody, the person that spoke said he himself owed that person money and he went to pay, and that was while the person shared the testimony. You can't get blessing beyond your faith. Jesus could not do much miracles among them. Why? Because they didn't believe in him. He said, isn't it Jesus? You will know his brothers and sisters. He was there. Or the carpenter's son. What can he do? And Jesus could not do much miracle. It is to you according to your faith. This morning, a new level of faith is coming for you. A new level of faith is coming for you. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Anything you do outside faith cannot work. James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Don't be a doubting Thomas. James 1 verse 6 to 8. Let him ask in faith, not wavering. Somebody say, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in what? All his ways. A man that does not have faith in prayer, let us just pray, because pastor is calling prayer points, cannot get anything from God. God sees the heart. God believes whatever is in your heart is what God will use. There was a part in the scripture, the Bible says, and God saw their faith. It means God can see faith. God saw their faith. God saw their faith. God will see your faith today. I say, God will see your faith today. God will see your faith today. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number five, kind of prayer that brings rapid manifestation is prayer with boldness. you appear before God, don't appear timid. You are his son. He loves you. Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He loves you. He cares about you. He that will not spare his own son, but giving him, giveth him unto you. How shall he that spared not his own son, but delivering him us for us all, how shall he not with him freely give you all things? Somebody that loves you so much and gives you his son, how will he not give you a car? How will he not give you success in the examination? How will he not give you a baby? How will he not give you your own house? How will he not give you a car? How will he not give you that thing you are trusting God for? He loves you. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. He loves you. And so when you come to his presence, you come with boldness of heart. And boldness is a function of righteousness. You can't be bold except you are walking right. You can't be bold. When you see people a lot of times that are unable to lift up their voice, that's why I'm always concerned when your voice is always low, because it's a sign that something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong. There's iniquity somewhere. If you are walking righteously, you lift your voice before your father. How many of you have noticed that when children do the wrong thing, suddenly their voice is very low? Daddy, daddy, I've used the ball to break your car. But when he does the right thing, when he's in first position in school, hey, daddy, how now? I'm back. Yes, 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 yes. His report, this is my report card. He's bold because he has done the right thing. The spirit of boldness comes upon you today. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly. Let us therefore come, someone say boldly. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time. Every time you pray, make sure you are in right standing. Once you are in right standing, the next thing is boldness. Boldness. Don't be timid in the place of prayer. Don't be praying prayer that even people standing beside you cannot even feel that you are praying. Better, better, better. Better, better, better. Better, better. That's not prayer. You pray with boldness. You pray with alertness. It's a new day for somebody here today. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits of fervent prayer? What are the benefits of fervent prayer? Number one benefit of fervent prayer is glory. There is an emergence of your glory. Emergence of your... Somebody is here today, your glory will emerge. Only those who pray see glory. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1. As Solomon prayed, there was a glory. There was a glory. The glory of God appeared. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the what? The glory of God will fill your house. The glory of God will fill your house. The glory of God will fill your house. The glory of God will fill your business. The glory of God will fill your room. The glory of God will fill your life. Anytime you pray, you experience glory. The glory of God is so mighty in your life. The absence of glory is the absence of prayer. The absence of glory is the absence of prayer. That's why I always tell families, do your prayer, your devotion. Pray together so that the glory of God does not depart from your house. Don't be lazy. Get up. Wake up your children. Pray together. If you don't have the time in the morning, minimum once a day at night, bring them together. Let the glory fill the house. The glory of God will fill your house today. If you are a family here today in this church and you don't have time together to pray, please from today, start it. Start it. Start it. Feel the glory of God in the entire part of your house, everywhere. Pray with passion. Rotate the prayer. Let the little children also pray their own. Let everybody pray their own. Even if it's a one-line prayer they can pray, let them pray. Let the glory fill the house. The glory will fill your house today. 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 After I left the university, many years after, maybe about 10 years or 11, 12 after, I went back to that university for something. And I went to the last room I stayed as a student. I drove there with my car and I knocked the door. The person that opened the door greeted me. Good morning, sir. I said, good morning. I used to stay in this room. He said, okay, that's wonderful. He said, sir, but I have been feeling God in this room. He said, now I know. I've been feeling, I did not tell the person I'm a pastor. I used to stay here. You are staying here now? Wonderful. This was the last place I stayed before I graduated. Say, I feel God here. I feel God's presence. Because in that time, I will lock myself inside the room. Lock myself with worship. On my knees for hours, just worshiping God. So, no be today. It didn't just start today. It's a journey that has started a long time. Just be worshiping God. Just be worshiping God, playing songs, worshiping. And the glory fill the house. The glory will fill your house today. The glory will fill your room today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, benefit of prayer is power. Someone say power. In Psalm 61 verse 11, the Bible says, once has God spoken, but twice have we heard. That power belongs to God. God is a God of power. Psalm 61:11. God is a God of power. He's a powerful God. And he will show his power in your life today. He will show his power in your life today. He will show his power in your family today. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Luke 10 verse 19, the Bible says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. I give you power. This power is an offshoot of prayer. The prayerful man is the powerful man. The prayerful woman is the power. Don't allow anybody to threaten you. That's nonsense. The human being in this world that can threaten me has not been born. The person has not been born forever. There's no human being. It's an offshoot of prayer. Until you are prayerful, there is no power. That's why the devil can mesmerize you anywhere. People are chasing you in the dream all over the place. They are even flogging you in the dream. If you are prayerful, you collect the cane, you beat the hell out of them. You beat them to the extent that their clothes tear. The thing tear on their body, they become naked. You can even beat them to death. You beat them. You say, I give you, there is 7 blood, you die. Die. Prayer brings forth power. 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 If you desire power, stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in the place of prayer and stay long enough. Stay long enough. Someone say, stay long enough. Stay long enough. How many of you know that when there's a magnet, and then that magnet sees a nail, it will attract it. When that nail stays long enough with that magnet, when a pin comes near that nail, it will magnetize it. Why? It has gathered content of the magnet. Hello? The nail does not have magnetic power, but it has stayed long enough with magnet. It has contacted power. When you stay long enough in prayer, you begin to behave like God. You speak with audacity and ferocity. Devils, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. You might look young, you might look small, but in the kingdom of God, you have become a terror to the forces of hell. From today, you contact power. Amen. You will contact power. Amen. The days of your powerlessness are over. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. The prayerful is the powerful. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 37, Jesus was a man of power. He displayed power. After he prayed, he began to display awesome things. They began to wonder. Mark chapter 1, 35 to 37. He began to display awesome things. And in the morning, rising a great while before the day, he went out and departed to a solitary place and there prayed. He departed. he departed into a solitary place and he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek thee. When you, after you have prayed, everybody will be seeking you. People will begin to seek you because you carry something. You carry something. You are not an empty vessel. You are not an empty vessel. Also, Elijah carried power after praying. The Bible says in James 5 verse 17 that he was a man of prayer. He held rain. He held rain for 3.5 years because of prayer, because of power. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that he might not rain, and it did not rain. A man like you and I, he held rain for 3 years, 6 months. He was in charge. Why? Because he had power. He was in charge because he had power. He contacted his power in the place of prayer. Lerusha Ketalia Labrasuza. Until you are prayerful, nothing can respond to you. Nothing. Just be talking nonsense. Get yourself in tune in the place of prayer. And then you are accessing new power. Number 3 benefit of prayer is revival. Every prayerful person is a revived person. You can almost feel fire when you pass them. You can almost feel fire when you pass them. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. The disciples, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. They were in one accord in one place. They were not gisting. They were not gossiping. They were not fooling around. They were praying. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Heaven saw their prayer here on earth. And there was a shaking and a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's revival. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were speaking with boldness. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they were prayerful. 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 Until you are prayerful, you can't be revived. The reason why so many Christians are, there is no fire. Some people will tell you they are Christians for 12 years, 10 years, and you almost shake your head. How can you be a Christian for this long? And your prayer is so fireless. Your statement is so doubtful. There is no fire in your words. Wake up! Get up! Let your mind be full of fire. Be revived in your spirit. How can you be counting years of donkey years of being a Christian and there is no fire? Get to the place of prayer. Get to the place of prayer. I pray for somebody here today. New grace for revival comes for you in the name of Jesus. If you're a departmental HOD and your department has no fire, it's a sign that you yourself, you are not carrying any fire. You're not carrying fire. Fire impacts fire. If you are fireful, you spread your fire. Pray for somebody here this morning. New fire must come to you today. You will no longer be a Christian that devils will be threatening. I say you never no longer be a Christian that devils will be threatening. You will become a threat in the kingdom of darkness. Number 4, benefit of prayer, fervent prayer, is connection with God's presence. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. The presence of God is your greatest asset. Your certificate is there. Your beauty, yes. Your handsome name, yes. But your greatest asset in life is that you carry God's presence. That is the greatest thing you can have. If somebody can say, this person, God is with this person, God is with you. That is, what they are saying is that you are made. Because the presence of God makes all the difference. Somebody say all the difference. And the presence of God is a function of prayer. You can't carry God's presence if you don't pray you don't pray regularly. You can't carry God's presence if you are not in constant touch with heaven. Constant touch with heaven. Constant touch with heaven. Constant touch with heaven. I need to be very fast now. E, that's my five, Abby. Number five benefit of fervent prayer is opens door to vision and purpose. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. If you want your vision, you want to know your vision and achieve your vision, then you have to pray. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the table that he may run that readeth it. Vision and purpose is accomplishment, is a function of prayer. The prayerless is visionless. The prayerless is the purposeless. The prayerless is the visionless. The prayerless is the purposeless. There is no a person that does not pray has no purpose and vision. Because when you pray, you will be given vision and you will be given power to run with it. You know, you don't sit with vision, you run with vision. And vision is a product of prayer. I pray for everyone here this morning, you receive fresh direction from God. I say you receive fresh direction from God. Every decision you want to make in life, take it first in place of prayer. You want to start a business, you want to do this, you want to do that. Don't just do it. Don't just start. Take everything to God in prayer. Minimum 3 days. That's why every month starting with 3 days fast in this commission. If you are not there, it's your fault. That is to start the month. You start the month. You commence the month. Your life will never be the same again. And number six, purpose or benefit of fervent prayer is it births purity. Purity. The more you pray, the purer you become. Prayer keeps you from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. Prayer does not allow you to fall into sin. And when you don't sin, when you don't pray, it's easy to fall into sin. But when you pray, it's being holy is not difficult. Because when you pray, it makes your life pure. When Jesus prayed in Luke chapter 9, verse 29, Luke 9:29, his countenance was changed. There was a change in his countenance. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. From today, you will never be tagged among sinners again. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. So that's why those that run away, one of the first things that devil does when you fall into sin is that your prayer life goes down. How many of us know that? One of the first things that happens to you when you are into sin is that to pray becomes a burden. It becomes a burden. To pray becomes a challenge. To get you away, you feel so much weight. You pray for 5 minutes, it's like 5 hours. You are looking at time 24/7. This is because anytime sin comes, grace to pray departs. Grace to pray will depart once sin comes. Anytime you see that you are praying very well, it means that you are living a holy life and righteous life. When you see people who are very far away from prayer, I don't need to know how you are living your life. Your conduct and the level of your involvement in prayer shows me if you are living a holy life. Your level of involvement in prayer shows me. I know I'm living. No. You don't need to say. Your prayer life speaks for you. Your prayer life speaks for you. Your prayer life speaks for you. Your prayer life. How many of you know that when you are living in a hostel and they are doing fellowship and somebody always brings boyfriend to the room, when they are doing fellowship in the morning, morning cry or whatever, the person will not come out of the room. The person will not come out of the room. They will be lingering in bed, knocking doors. Maybe there's one fireful Christian in the hostel. The person will not come out of the room. They will knock. Say, I carry somebody overnight. The person left 4 a.m. You are starting prayer 5 a.m. I will not sleep, Abby. I will now come. That's what happens. Praise the Lord. I'm a very sharp man, though. I'm very, very... See, I am very, very current. As in, forget it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And lastly, number seven, we have stopped this morning. Benefit of fervent prayer. Prayer changes your identity. In Genesis 32, verse 28, the Bible says, it was in the place of prayer that God changed the life of Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Jacob means supplanter, a deceiver. But his name was changed, and he began to manifest. For as a prince that has power with God and with men, and has prevailed. You will prevail in the place of prayer. You will prevail in the place of prayer. You will prevail in the place of prayer. The days of your weakness in the place of prayer is gone forever. The days of your sneaking away during the time of prayer is over forever. The days of your tiredness, you have been talking since morning, chatting, playing, but when they say let us pray, suddenly you become very gentle. That day is over in the name of Jesus. New fire for prayer is coming for you. New grace for prayer is coming for you. New zeal for prayer is coming for you. New grace to wake up at night to pray on your own. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours comes for you today. Grace to take fast on your own and pray extensively. That grace comes for you today. Grace for intercession. Grace for intercession. I know if I'm praying for money, you will say a better amen. Grace for intercession. Grace for supplication. Grace to stand with God in the place of prayer comes for you today. You will never know weakness again in Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.